That just about wraps it up for this week's hour of Can I Change This Later?
Wraps it up like a Christmas present.
Yeah, like an April Christmas present. That was a extremely long song called Uluru Rock by Earthless. I think that's the longest one that I've played on this show. If you want to see the rest of the playlist from this morning, you could go to WMFO.org and find the show, Can I Change This Later? You could also download the WMFO mobile app. That would allow you to stream us from wherever, since our broadcast range is not great sometimes. I'll be back next week, same time, 6 to 7, same place, 91.5.
What they're doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean. Listening to Voulez-Vous by ABBA. This is indeed ABBA Carnival. We're on every week at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays. Yeah, I don't know. We always start off with an ABBA song.
Yeah. ABBA is...
Yeah. All right, that's about it. We're going to enjoy. We got a lot of... women-fronted and woman-filled out bands today, as I think I normally do.
Great lineup.
Yeah. So we've got some Broadcast, Breeders, Veruca Salt coming up. And then later we'll get a little calmer, a little more folky with some Bonnie Raitt, Adrian Lenker. Enjoy.
Separate from the food, and all the logic goes.
All right, so we have just listened to a bunch of stuff. Let's see. We started off with I Found the F by Broadcast off of their album Tender Buttons, which was 2005. Cool band.
Great.
Great band name. Hard to come by, a great band name.
These days, yeah.
Yeah. Really hard, in my opinion.
There are more words. There are more words.
There are other words that are good.
Yeah.
After that, we listened to a song off the Veruca Salt album, American Thighs. 1994. I feel like very classic 90s sound. Also one of those bands, I mean, all of these bands have influenced the music of today, but I feel like I hear a lot of direct influence coming from Veruca Salt and a lot of, like, the young bands today.
Yeah, everybody found a fuzz pedal that worked.
Yeah. but yeah, that was Seether. After that, we listened to two songs off of The Breeders' 1993 album, Last Splash. First Cannonball, then Invisible Man. Sometimes it's fun playing two songs that, like, consecutively, that show up consecutively on an album.
Mm-hmm.
And then we listened to In Spite of Me by Morphine. You want to talk about Morphine at all?
No, Morphine's great. I mean, we were trying to play some local stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're one of those bands I think the kids forgot about. Younger people, but.
Yeah. Although, what? We were in some store at some point the other day, and a song came on by a band. Oh, it was when we were, we went to Trina's?
Yeah.
And a song came on, and you're like, man, like, these bands never had their day, and now, like, 20 years after, they're, like, finally.
Well, the band you're talking about had their day. That was T-Rex.
Yeah, definitely had their day.
T-Rex. Now you see T-Rex in, like, bars. You're like, oh, we all forget. And then now, all of a sudden, it's funny.
Yeah, but, like, bands do have revivals like that, mm-hmm. You know? I feel like the world in general is going through an 80s trend again right now.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on that matter.
All this stuff is, I think, getting rediscovered with Spotify and online music being.
But even before Spotify, that was.
Yeah,
like,
oh, totally.
The resurgence of trends.
Yeah, I mean, I was finding a lot of stuff well before Spotify went out.
Wow, you're so cool and indie. all right. We're gonna get off of Spotify for a bit. I was introduced by a couple of friends to, not actually to the albums themselves, but to the fact that Duster only has one or two albums on Spotify. One of them being Stratosphere, which is an incredible album, but I took to YouTube to find another one, so we'll play a song off of that. And then a little gem from a band called Sand Dunes out of Austin, Texas. I don't think they play together anymore. They never made it big. I found them in, like, 2015, 16. They only have a couple of songs on Bandcamp, but they have this one song that I was obsessed with for a good while. And they must have, like, been able to see in their stats that, like, one really weird person was listening to their song. Like, one of their songs 10 times a day. But, yeah, it was kind of fun last night when we were creating this playlist to find that and be like, oh, yeah. So, without further ado, I'll stick that on really quick. Thank you.
carry all the world upon my shoulders just to bring it to your feet. Now there's a ghost who rides the green line every morning, looks a lot like me. It's been years since you left home. Faded pictures on my walls are all that's left, but you still haunt me. Never understood.
nothing like Oasis early in the morning.
Yeah, B-side to cigarettes and alcohol.
All right, let's see. We, oh.
Oh.
We, well, okay. We, let's see, what have we listened to? We've listened to quite a few things. I said we were going to start off with,
Yeah, you really botched that.
Yeah, I did botch
you
that.
You did a good job, though.
You just said two very contradictory things.
I just
said,
I don't want you to get too down, you know what I mean? I wanted to make sure that
all right,
okay.
Well, we listened to, as always, an Adrian Lenker song.
Of course.